Our next story takes us south of Gaza to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and the harrowing story of a man held hostage in Sinai whose saga could very well conclude on a ranch in California. Now, Sinai is mostly desert, a no-man's land of sorts where criminal gangs run loose. Some of those gangs kidnap refugees from East Africa, Eritrea especially, and hold them in Sinai for ransom. They phone the hostages' families to demand money. And 2 years ago, one family shared the number they were getting calls from with our BBC colleague Mike Thompson. He called back and amazingly managed to speak with the Eritrean hostage. Speaking on a cell phone, Philemon Semare told Thompson that his kidnappers were demanding $25,000, a sum his family did not have.
My family is very, very poor family. There is no money. There is no anyone to help.
What will happen to you if there is no money?
If not money, they will be dead to me.
They will kill you.
Always cut your hands, cut your foot, cut your fingers.
Semari also described how he was tortured by his captors, daily beatings, and what he called burning by fire.
Daily burning by fire and heat by stick. My body is burning, all of burning.
After 7 months of this daily torture and constant death threats, Philemon Semari was finally freed. His family somehow came up with part of the ransom, and after his release, Semari made it to Cairo. He's now waiting for the United Nations to process his application for resettlement. That's where Alicia Taff comes in. She owns that ranch outside Santa Maria, California, and she heard about Semari on the BBC, so she's offered him a job and a place to stay on a ranch. Alicia Taff, why did you try and help Philemon Semari? How'd you even hear about him?
Well, I was online reading the news. I typically check in with the BBC every morning to see what's happening in the world and came across the article that Mike Thomason had written, and I was pretty horrified, and it just compelled me to reach out to Mike and see if there was anything that Philemon needed or could use. And in touching bases with Philemon by email, it was interesting. He wasn't interested in money. I did see if, you know, he needed something to help him get by to meet his immediate needs. But what it really sounded like is that he needed hope more than anything.
Hope, and it sounds like you're offering him a job and a place to stay as well. Have you spoken with him, and does he know about this offer?
I have not spoken to Philemon, but we have corresponded via emails, and I explained to him that if it were possible, we do have a ranch here east of Santa Maria. We have orchard trees, we have cattle, and we train horses. I told him we're very remote, but we have a good life. I can offer him gainful employment and a place to stay. I have spoken with friends of ours and acquaintances, and they've indicated that they would be willing to help us get him to English classes at the local community college. And I understand that he is a deeply religious person, and I have a friend that would be willing to get him to church at least once a week from our remote location. So it just seems like it would be a potentially positive thing. I was in touch with Congresswoman Lois Capp's office, and they were fantastic in writing a letter to the UNHCR in trying to gain some momentum for Philemon's case.
And it sounds like the UN may try and fast-track his application, so that sounds somewhat hopeful.
I did just receive that email, and I do hope that that happens for him. I think that people here in the United States, you become numb to all of the things that are going on in the world. Just reading his story and many other stories like his, you know, if every person stepped out and made a time investment in someone else that really needed help, really needed a hand, you know, this would definitely be a different world.
Yeah, I'll say. Have you ever done anything like this before? And why do you think Semari's story affected you so?
That's a very good question, because there are many traumatic, harrowing, tragic stories that come across the line. And just that day, I just felt very compelled to see if I could lend some sort of a hand. It's easy to write a check to a charity or a donation, But and it's not so easy in everybody's busy lives to make the time effort. I mean, I certainly couldn't travel to Cairo to try and help out. But this just seemed like if there was a way that I could make a time investment that could make a difference for somebody's future, then if we could all affect such change in someone's life, then the world would be a better place.
Alicia Taff owns a ranch in Southern California. She's offered a job and a place to live for Philemon Semeri, an Eritrean man who until recently was held hostage in the Sinai. Alicia, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco. I appreciate the opportunity.